This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and its allies on Wednesday criticized Russia in the United Nations Security Council over missile attacks on Ukraine in a meeting a day after a missile NATO said was a stray fired by Ukraine's air defenses crashed into Poland. Poland said the missile was probably not a Russian strike, easing international fears the war could widen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky disagrees, saying there was no doubt the missile was not Ukrainian. Washington's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the Security Council it really doesn't matter.
This tragedy would never have happened but for Russia's needless invasion of Ukraine and its recent missile assaults against Ukraine's civilian infrastructure.
Adding, quote, Ukraine has every right to defend itself against this barrage. The Pentagon's top officer says he tried to get in touch with his Russian counterpart after the missile strike in Poland. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says his staff reached out.
Attempts were made, no success.
Which raises concerns about high-level communications with Moscow in a crisis. At a news conference, Milley says it appears unlikely either Russia or Ukraine will score a decisive military victory. That, plus a potential winter slowdown in fighting, could lead to talks on ending the war. Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin says that's not up to the U.S.
The Ukrainians are going to decide that, and not us.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for the African Union to be included as a permanent member of the G20 on Wednesday. This is VOA News.